Buffalo selects Jack Eichel.
Surprise, surprise. McDavid, Eichel, 1-2. Listen, people who are fans of pro sports in Buffalo, they are tortured fans. Bills, Sabres. How might this young man change things in the city of Buffalo?
He can take a game over by himself because he's just so strong. He's so physical. He can be nasty if he has to be. He has played against men and thrived against men. This is not going to be a big transition for Jack Eichel.
Liam McHugh there after that pick. What was his exact phrasing? The people of Buffalo have suffered long enough.
Tortured Buffalo sports fans.
Tortured Buffalo sports fans.
This is 2 years before the drought's over.
Listen, we can't fully say that because the Bills do exist and Josh Allen has done what he's done. And they rate and they exist and they are the center of the sport in the NFL. Good morning. It's Jeremy and Joe. Jeremy's off today. It's NHL draft night, 7 o'clock tonight for the start of our coverage. You know, when thinking about the Sabres drought and like that, because that is incredible to hear. To hear that is 10 years ago talking about a Sabres selection and it's, wow, this is good news for them because, man, have they been tortured. 10 years go by. And it's basically still the exact same, if not, again, in the first segment, it's a very different feeling and vibe this draft tonight in the last couple of drafts versus that draft. I mean, that draft's tough to compete with, though, because it's not just the Eichel pick, it's the O'Reilly pick or trade. One listener tweeted in what they said on that night or what like friends and family were posting on Facebook that night. And he said his father was dancing around the room like a 5-year-old at Christmas time after they traded for O'Reilly and drafted Eichel. That draft is unmatched for vibe. It was a great one. So, you know, that 10-year-old comment by Liam McHugh, my thought isn't, although one of them is, man, I can't believe how long it's been. I can't believe how long it's been for the Sabres. It really also is, I thank goodness the Bills figured it out. We used to play an open on Chopin the Bulldog with Bulldog ranting, one good team. Just give me one good team. It's a great rant. It's an all-time rant on the station. And listen, that came true. Maybe it's a curse because he only said, I just need one. And then the sports gods are like, okay, you can have one. You're only getting one, but here's one. And the Bills have been awesome. And I do think that really does make it a little easier for fans that are fans of both teams, which I think is most people. Because you do have that escape of, they trade Paterka, another one of their top players. Look. Josh Allen highlights being recommended to me on YouTube. Oh, look, every James Cook touchdown from 2024. Awesome. Oh, look, the highlights of Bills Dolphins from week 2 of last season. Click. There's a quicker sports escape for those that are maybe even just fans of the two teams. And that helps. How many moves are the Sabres away from being legitimately good, though? How many do we feel? Is it fair to say that they are close? Because I think they could make it. I think they could get a lucky goalie season. I think they could get hot scoring from a couple of guys like, of course, Tage and Dahlin is super good. But getting lucky goaltending, are they a couple moves away?
I think so. Like, which is, you know, it always feels ridiculous to talk about. But I think they are. I like Kesselring a lot. I like Doan a lot. I don't think anybody's talking about Doan as much as I think maybe they should. He's a nice depth piece, I think, for the team. I really do think that provides an Owen Power partner for you, which will really help stabilize back there. I think with this is all under the assumption that they will make the move to replace Paterka's role. That's the key to it. I think if they can do that, so that's one move, and they find some other way to improve somewhere, whether mm-hmm. they add another depth piece on the back end or up front. I think at that point, if you get a halfway decent season out of your goaltenders, Kesselring does what you think he's going to do for you and stabilizes power a little bit and allows him to be a little more impactful.
Mm-hmm.
I think this team could be really good. There's a lot of really good players on this team. Rasmus Dahlin is incredible to watch play hockey. If he played in another market, not to bring that up, but if he uh-huh. played somewhere on a team that was winning, he would be Norris candidate guy every year, I think. He's so smart. He kills plays. He's the perfect modern defenseman. He skates well. He moves the puck. He's lethal in the ozone, and he knows how to throw his weight around. And when you have a backbone like that and then another guy to support him in power, who I know a lot of people are low on, but he's a special talent.
That combo should be as good as any combo of defensemen in the league. I think they are very good. Dahlin, I think, is great. And I think Power is very good and still growing. That is a good question. Can those two kind of be what jumpstarts them? Is there ascension? One day they'll make it. I think. One day they will make it. And I think I said yesterday that, really when that, the most likely way that happens is you get a great goalie season. Your team is pretty good, and you have, it could be Luukkonen even. You just have a great goalie season, and that carries you through. I do think another possibility is that Dahlin and Power get so good that the Sabres' blue line, it's almost too good to fail.
It's undeniable.
And that might take Power growing into his role and his body a little bit more, and maybe Kesselring will be critical to that too, but it's more so the former. The two guys that are supposed to be your elite defensemen. I mean, there's not a lot of blueprints in the NHL of playoff teams, contending teams, where their lifeblood is the back end. That they don't have the elite centers. They don't have the elite forward littered throughout the lineup. You look at almost every team that's gone into the playoffs, and especially deep into the playoffs in recent years, and almost every single one of them has got 2, 3, 4 elite forwards.
Yeah.
There's one team that really never has, and that's Carolina. Now, Carolina plays a system, and it's Brind'Amour. But when I think of Carolina from especially 3, 4 years ago, it's, well, they just have the best blue line in the league.
Yeah, it's Slavin and Burns and just,
well, even before that, Justin Falk, right, even Justin Falk when was he's awesome. They never had, maybe Slavin should have been getting this. They didn't have a Dahlin guy that this guy's going to win the Norris, but they often had the best defense core in hockey. They didn't have superstar forwards. They didn't have superstar goaltending, but they could just smother you, take the puck away, and control the game from back there. And that is exactly the type of potential I still feel Power has, and we know Dahlin has.
Yeah, I think they could be a supercharged version of that. None of those defensemen were ever as good as Rasmus Dahlin is now.
No, I mean, Slavin is awesome, but not as good as Dahlin.
And he's better in his own end. He's better than anybody in his own end, to be fair.
Right.
But Dahlin brings another level of superstar, super talent to that. And I think so does Power if he can develop into his body a little bit.
Yeah.
I think a lot of Power is just filling out that frame. That's a big frame. I mean, he's a big kid, and he doesn't have a lot of weight on him as far as we've seen so far in his NHL career. And if he can really – and that takes a lot of time. People think – these are kids still. Power's what? He's 23, 24 now? And – he's going to get stronger for the next 4 years, at least. So what does he look like in 4 years?
22, by the way.
22. Gosh.
22. But really, it's that, and it's also him having the confidence to say, I'm on the ice right now. This the pace of this game is what I decide it is.
Exactly.
That is something where, like, that's Hedman. You know? That's Hedman in Tampa. That is, I'm the best player on the ice. I'm controlling this play. I'm getting it out of our zone, and I'm gonna set up. Like, that is to me what he would be at his best. And I think he's been very good, but he's not quite at that point where he is dominating. He's dominating in that way. Paul in Buffalo, if you hang on hold, we'll get you right when we come back on kind of the Sabres blueprint here, how much that could change tonight, whether they're a move or two away from being legitimately good or if they are farther than that. Because I think there would probably be many that would say, no, they can't just make one good trade and be a playoff team. But maybe if the trade was good enough. We'll get to Paul, and then we'll get to Paul Hamilton coming up at 7 o'clock. So still time for your phone calls here on Jeremy and Joe here on WGR.